News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
RNIB and guide dogs are working together to help guide dog owners to tackle the rising reports of cafes, hotels and taxis refusing entry to their guide dogs. The two sight loss charities have released a new toolkit to provide support and advice to guide dog owners and anyone with sight loss across the UK. This toolkit tells vision impaired people about their legal rights and includes practical information and guides, so those who are refused entry to a shop, a restaurant or a taxi, for example, know how to challenge this kind of access refusal, which, with a few exceptions, is against the law. We spoke to Terry Smith, who's one of the main guide dog staff members behind the kit, and we first asked Terry why both charities had joined forces in this way and why they had done it now.
The main reason for having this toolkit is because we obviously feel that one access refusal to a service is one access refusal too many. And Guide Dogs did some research, which was concluded in 2015, which showed that actually there was a very high proportion, 3 out of 4 assistance dog owners have been turned away from a public service, which really is shocking news.
It's also very surprising, isn't it, in this day and age where the assistance dog, I mean, certainly the guide dog, is almost an iconic image. And surely people know what guide dogs do and why the work they do is essential. Were you surprised by these findings?
I don't think we're really surprised, because you are quite right. I think the guide dog is a symbolic symbol. And again, along with other assistance dogs, they are needed in order to help their owners to go about their daily lives. I think where the issues lie is a lack of education, really, from service providers and a lack of training to staff to ensure that they make the reasonable adjustments necessary to enable assistance dogs owners to access public services.
And just to kind of set the parameters of what a refusal is, we're presumably not talking about travelling on public transport, but are these kind of more private ventures, shops, restaurants, buildings, or maybe private transport? Are those the main problem areas?
Well, the main area that we have found during our research is around taxis and public hire vehicles. They seem to have the higher percentage of access refusals. But we are still noticing refusals from other services, such as cafes, restaurants, places where food is served, etc. And quite honestly, it is against the law to refuse people with assistance dogs access.
Now, it's called a toolkit. What does the toolkit provide, and in what form can people request it?
But what we've done in collaboration with RNIB, we've produced 2 challenging discrimination toolkits, one which covers the Equality Act and the other one, the Disability Discrimination Act for Northern Ireland. Now, within the toolkit, it will run through various sections around an introduction to somebody's rights under those acts so that people can fully understand what their rights are. There is a step-by-step guide of how to make a complaint and what you should put in your complaint. And there are examples of what action you could ask a service provider to take in order to ensure that their services are not discriminatory in the future. We've also included some complaint letters as some examples that they can use to help them. And the whole toolkit is designed to empower people to make that challenge where they potentially have been discriminated against. And finally, within the toolkit, there is an advocacy letter from Guide Dogs and RNIB. And again, that letter provides a summary of the law and information about the obligations of the service provider. So again, that letter can also be sent with the individual's complaint letter. We produced the toolkits in PDF version and also in Word, so they're fully accessible. And as I'm sure you can imagine, when somebody with an assistance dog is refused access to a public service, that's incredibly frustrating, it's embarrassing, and it's a huge knock on somebody's confidence that they're being treated differently to anybody else. So pulling this toolkit together empowers them to take a step-by-step guide to making a complaint to a service provider so that they can actually tell that service provider how they felt, what it meant to them to be refused access and to be treated almost as a second-class citizen.
Now, if you're a guide dog owner, you can request a free copy of this toolkit by getting in touch with your local guide dogs team, not from Guide Dogs Central team, but your local guide dogs team. And if you don't have the contact details for your local team, then Guide Dogs Supporter Care team can help if you phone them on 0800 953 0113. That's 0800 953 0113. Or you can email guidedogs@guidedogs.org.uk. Alternatively, the toolkit can be requested through RNIB's helpline by phoning 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or by emailing helpline@rnib.org.uk.